This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden leaves for the United Kingdom on Wednesday, kicking off his first foreign trip as president. The G7 summit starts Friday. Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. Houston Methodist Hospital on Tuesday suspended 178 employees without pay for 14 days for failing to comply with its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The Texas Hospital CEO, Mark Boom, said that nearly 25,000 workers had been vaccinated against the virus by Monday's deadline. We are USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
A survey was done to study who is still wearing masks now that the COVID-19 vaccines have been administered to most American adults. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Fewer Americans are wearing face masks to protect against getting or spreading the coronavirus. A new Gallup poll found mask wearing is down among all groups since the CDC relaxed its masking guidelines last month. 79% of people surveyed say they've worn a mask outside their home during the past week. That's down from 86% in April and 90% every month from July 2020 through March of this year.
Pfizer Incorporated announced Tuesday it will begin testing its COVID-19 vaccine in a larger group of children under age 12. The study will use up to 4,500 children at more than 90 clinical sites in the United States, Finland, Poland, and Spain. Pfizer said it will test a dose of 10 micrograms in children between 5 and 11 years of age and 3 micrograms for the age groups 6 months to 5 years. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
As Borders Czar Vice President Kamala Harris visits the Triangle countries to discuss the root cause of the humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, one lawmaker on Fox News says the border crisis could end in 24 hours if the Biden administration really wanted to stop the drugs, human trafficking, and illegal immigration into our country. Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas.
The highest rate of illegal immigration in 20 years. We're seeing little children being brought in by human traffickers, thrown in cages. You know, for 4 years, the media went on and on and on about kids in cages, kids in cages. What they never told you is Barack Obama built the cages, and now Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have built more cages. They're bigger and they're more full. And in that entire interview, what you don't hear is any willingness to fix the problem. They can fix the problem tomorrow, and they can fix the problem by ending catch and release and by reinstating the Remain in Mexico policy. But neither Kamala nor Joe are willing to do that. And so instead she laughs it off and says, Well, I haven't been to Europe. Well, okay, you haven't been to Europe, you haven't been to Australia, but we don't have an Australian border crisis. We don't have a border crisis in Europe. We have a border crisis on the southern border. Come to Texas, come to the Rio Grande Valley, come to McAllen, come see the cages that the Biden-Harris administration has built, and then even more importantly, stand up and be willing to enforce our laws to fix it, because that's not what they're doing.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for fighting a good fight, because that's what it's going to take. First of all, we have to know what it is that we stand for and who we put our trust in. That is so critical to understand. It's kind of like Jeff Kemp the other day. We were talking about, you know, you got to know your why. If you know your why, then the what will make sense, and you will do everything you can to figure out and commit yourself to the what. Dr. Jim Dennison joins us now. He is the visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Bill, I'm doing well. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing well, and I see the warning of Pride Month on the horizon. This is Pride Month, and this is especially challenging, and I know that this is a message that's not necessarily heard out of the pulpits across the country. If anything, it might be a message that is not consistent with a biblical worldview. And I have to say that from my Christian friends, they're very conflicted on how to hate the sin and love the sinner. And this is a time and a challenge in our regular calendar and what's going to be happening, because things are going to be thrust upon us, and they're going to put, you know, in the face of our kids. And if people of faith do not have an answer and know that on which they stand, they're going to be caught off balance and not know what to do, because you know, it wasn't that long ago, Jim, that, you know, Pride Month wasn't all that much of an issue. We didn't talk about it. Now, all of a sudden, it is, and it's rather pervasive, isn't it?
It absolutely is, unfortunately, on a variety of levels. Now, on the one side, and this is exactly the dilemma that we find ourselves in, the last thing you and I would ever want to endorse is discrimination. Whether it's an LGBTQ individual or a racial minority or whatever the case might be. And so Pride Month, to the degree that it stands against discrimination and hate crimes and attacks and all of that, clearly is an important emphasis. On the other side, Pride Month is being celebrated as a way of indoctrinating people into LGBTQ ideology, starting with children. That's the part where we as biblical believers need to take a stand and speak compassionate, gracious, biblical truth. And the challenge, as you said, is doing both.
Exactly. And it may seem like a thin line. And this is one of those things constantly, Jim, where, you know, I remember in the days we used to have that bracelet, WWD, you know, JD, what would Jesus do? And this is one of those things. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus say when you are in those situations? Am I supporting the cause? Am I being perceived as one who is going along to get along? Or am I still holding to the truth of God? Because ultimately, that's what's in their best interest. This is their very soul and eternity we're talking about. And I have not, Jim, and I've struggled with this, on many levels, to say, okay, God, you got churches now that are coming up with some things that aren't consistent with your word. As I understand it, is there something I'm missing? Is there something that I need to understand? We have political figures, leaders, presidents of the United States embracing LGBTQ principles and that. And you go, okay, what is happening here? And I go back and the Holy Spirit leads me back to God's word, and it's clear.
It is clear in God's word. You're exactly right, Bill. And that's really the three positions that you're seeing in the culture. Some are saying the Bible's wrong, that the Bible's outdated or irrelevant or wrong about this. Some are saying that we are wrong, that we're misinterpreting Scripture, that Scripture never speaks to monogamous, loving, same-sex relationships, for instance. The right position, the third position, is to say that the culture is wrong. And there, at that point, Bill, we're making a massive mistake, I think, as evangelicals, when we're making this only about religious liberty, only about the Equality Act, only about Religious Freedom Restoration Act. What we're essentially asking for is the right to be wrong. The right to discriminate, the right to be homophobic as the culture sees it. We really need to take the initiative here. Ryan Anderson had a terrific article in the Wall Street Journal recently on this point. We need to show that science is on the biblical side. Science says, for instance, that there are two genders. Science makes it clear that that living in a homosexual lifestyle is on so many levels damaging to individuals. We're not doing this because we hate LGBTQ people. We're doing this because we love them. We're wanting to share God's word because it's what's best for them. And communicating that kind of gospel-centric, good news-centric message is the call of the day.
Yeah. How much do you have to hate someone, if I can say that, to know the truth and not tell them the truth? You see them heading to a cement wall at Mach 5 speeds that is going to destroy them and everybody associated with them. How blinded to your own ideology or sense of, maybe religious protectionism or whatever you want to call it, that you would not even herald some sort of warning like, hello, cement wall coming in your direction. You're going to imperil yourself. I just see that as our responsibility, as you say, Jim, to do it in love, because and there's no question, at times when I've said that to people, it wasn't like this, oh gosh, I'm so glad you told me that. it wasn't met necessarily with a receptive, acceptance of what I had to share with them. No, if anything, but it was one of those things I felt like, okay, I felt like God was calling me to say this, to step up, to be that voice. And you got to kind of let the seeds fall where they're going to fall. And what that person chooses and what they've subsequently, in some cases, people have come back to me and said, Bill, you have no idea. I know I was such a jerk. I was really mean to you about it, but I'm so glad that you were obedient to God and you said something. Because I didn't even know what a mess I was in, and you caused me to pause. And I know I reacted differently, but it's one of those deals. I keep talking about those 3 o'clock in the morning confrontations with God. People a lot of times that's when they have it. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Jim said this and it hurt my feelings, and then for a moment you pause and you go, gosh, but maybe he's right.
Yeah. And isn't that the balance? On the one side, the culture has brainwashed us into an idea that tolerance is all that matters. So we feel like we're being intolerant and hateful when we tell people what they don't want to hear. On the other side, we can tell them what they don't want to hear almost in a spirit of vindictiveness or one-upness or kind of elitism. And both of those are wrong. Someone said, beware the person who preaches on hell as though he liked it. It ought to bother us to have to tell people you're running into a brick wall, that you're driving into a concrete wall. That should always be a hard thing for us to have to do. But if we love them enough to let them hate us, if we love them enough to give them the truth, even if they don't want to hear the truth, the less they want to hear it, the more they need to hear it. And we demonstrate our love by our compassion and our willingness to tell them what they didn't want to hear but needed to hear.
Well, it's also a demonstration, Jim, of how much God has forgiven us. Because when we realize how much God has forgiven us, we can't help but share in the same way and want other people to benefit, you know, from God's grace and mercy. And, you know, you look at where this culture is right now, and boy, I'll tell you, if we ever needed a serious dose, you know, an inoculation, the real vaccination against the pandemic that is worse than, you know, some minor virus that we're dealing with right now. You know, this pandemic of arrogance and self-godliness and that. Boy, we need Jesus big time in order to, you know, stem the tide and stop us from going full-blown into the cement wall.
And that's where it's grace to share grace. We are sinners,
amen.
Sinners. We
got to go to break. More from Jim.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. What do hot sauce, scrap metal, and beards have to do with the gospel? Well, the Tide Ministry's Year Beard campaign inspires men to get creative about sharing the gospel. Challenged to grow beards in 2021 for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months to raise awareness for the Tide Ministry, every participant is spreading the good news in a unique way, but some are taking it further. One Year Beard participant partnered with a friend who makes hot sauce, offering free sauce as an incentive to support his hair campaign. Another participant gathered scrap metal from friends and neighbors as a means to share about Year Beard and the Tide Ministry's mission. The Tide is proud to be working alongside these godly men in such creative ways. To find out how you or someone you know can participate in the Tide Year Beard Challenge, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
We're
talk with Dr. Jim Dennison. Yes, the founder and visionary of Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, where you find us fresh and independent every day, and maybe a little bit ornery. I can't help myself. You know, it's all part of the Hispanic kind of thing, my mother said. You just got to have it. It's the salsa. I don't know what it is, but it's probably just the salsa. That's all I got to say. So I'll apologize up front. Jim, as we were saying, in dealing with all the things that are coming at us, Pride Month, I mean, it's like the LGBTQ community is really unleashing everything. I mean, you've got a play depicting Jesus as transgender. We've got that going on. We've got an iconic brand cereal introducing LGBT-themed cereal. What's going on?
Yeah, we're actually seeing a very, very clear strategy at work here. Decades ago, the first phase was to normalize LGBTQ behavior. So you saw Will and Grace and stories like that and shows and movies, that sort of thing. Second phase was to not only normalize, but to legalize. And we see that in Massachusetts all the way to same-sex marriage with Obergefell. Now we're in the third stage, which is to stigmatize those who disagree. And so now the indoctrination and the normalizing is a very strategic level, even with children. We're seeing this with Kellogg's bringing out LGBTQ-themed cereal. We're seeing this with some really remarkable programming on television, Rugrats that has a lesbian single mom, Nickelodeon's putting out a video with Blue's Clues and Use that's at a Pride parade. Mm-hmm. Actually displaying a character that has scars from surgery used to change its gender from female to male, while the narrator sings, "Love is love is love, you see, and everyone should love proudly." So very clearly the strategy now involves children all the way forward.
And we're ignoring the psychological impact of all this. I mean, the doctors are saying science seems to be the big order of the day. The consequences of this sexual confusion. We've got so many options. I think the universities in California are up to, 63 different gender options. I mean, it's like, God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, is so confused, he can't even figure out all the different gender choices. I mean, what's happening to the universe here?
Yeah, we're at a place where if you can be anything you wish to be, at the end of the day, you get to this place, though, where your decisions, without any kind of accountability to anybody else, much less to God or to God's word, with no guardrails, with no guide rails, the ditches are there. We just don't know it till we drive into it.
Exactly.
And that's what we're seeing right now with gender dysphoria and irrevocable, what's called gender affirmation therapy, sex change operations. We're seeing the downside of that. We're now starting to see the fallout of some of that. And more secular counselors, psychologists, and doctors are coming forward saying, look, we need to stop here. We need to pull back on this. We need not to be allowing children to make irrevocable life-altering decisions based on a moment of personal confusion. We need to put some guardrails back in place, and we're starting to see more people say that.
Yeah, because the fact of the matter is who's there to pick you up when you hit the cement wall, Jim? I mean, is there enough money? Is there enough resources, to put you back together again after you've gone through this gender dysphoria? You've been told that, hey, this is the way to go. And then you arrive at the end of yourself and realize, just like in the same case of what's happened with the issue of abortion. In 1973, surfs up, everybody thought, hey, this is the way to go. And all these years later, now you have the heartbreaks of women and men, dare I say, additionally, who have been involved in an abortion experience, and they're traumatized. They're carrying the pain of an aborted child with them till the day they die, Jim. And who's there for them?
Exactly. As a pastor for nearly 40 years, Bill, I can give you story after story that illustrates exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. People that on the outside look like they've adjusted through all of this, and are even sometimes telling poll takers and such and surveys that, no, I'm fine, I've had no issues. But if you talk to their pastors or their counselors or their family, you discover they're living with the absolute devastation, the emptiness in their heart and soul that's the other side of that. They didn't tell us that in 1973. No. They didn't tell us in 2015 with same-sex marriage that religious liberty was going to be at a threat and that gender dysphoria was going to become an epidemic in some places. And we're seeing the downside of breaking God's word. At the end of the day, you don't break God's law. You break yourself on God's law. And
that's what we're seeing. And the weight of it, Jim. Remember when we were growing up, we'd always say, oh, that's heavy, right? Everything was heavy. I mean, we had little idea to know that when you break God's law, the weight, just as you said, that's true heaviness. and that stays with somebody, and to the point that, you know, you're not necessarily endearing. You can wear out your friends and neighbors really quick because they go, oh gosh, here he comes again. He's got that, you know, he's got that abortion problem, or he's got that that sexual dysfunctional problem that we got to hear about for the 115th time. It's heavy. And this is what happens, and it ends up, I mean, unless you're with somebody who has an inordinate amount of grace to come alongside and minister to you, wow, I mean, you hear the stories. I mean, they're not readily available, Jim.
People aren't telling the stories and to anybody, but unless they can trust you, and there are very few people they feel they can trust. I saw a thing just this morning, Bill, talking about how anxiety and depression rates are continuing to escalate even as the pandemic is ending. It wasn't just the pandemic. It's more what it revealed. It's more what it showed that was there. It was like a pressure washer, tragically, that shows you the cracks that were already there, that now the surface is being washed away, and you're seeing what's underneath all of that. And it's all of that social media that's so isolating today and causing so many younger people to measure themselves by likes and follows and all the things that are inside that. Psychologists are saying that we're presenting this idealized self, this person we wish we were, but we know all the time it's not who we are. And the internal dissonance, the internal angst is really becoming an epidemic.
Jim, I want to propose this to you. I think we may have touched on this a couple of weeks ago, because I see this, you know, clearer and clearer, it would appear, that what has happened in the scientific community, they're like the priests of Baal. You know, they came out with this perception that they had regarding, speaking of COVID, and they put themselves in godlike positions. And it's almost like, in a sense, there was a manifestation of Mount Carmel all again, where the scientists came together and realized that their God could not deliver. And all their God could deliver was fear and chaos. And now, as you say, God is exposing them for the fraud that they are. And this is disturbing to people because, guess what? They put their eggs in the Baal basket and they're realizing, wait a minute, we found ourselves serving the wrong God. We bought into their fear-mongering. We bought into their lies. We masked up our children. We locked ourselves down. We sat at home. We didn't go to work. And we're paying the consequences and the price for worshiping the wrong God.
Well, we're seeing that on an increasing level, and I'm even seeing more and more believers who are scientists, believers who are geneticists or epidemiologists, who have been warning all along, look, this is a means to an end. But what's happened in our culture is we've replaced the priest with the scientist, the priest robes with the lab coat, and we've gotten to a place where such materialists, secularists, to some degree practical atheists, so we're putting, at the end of the day, our eggs in our own basket. Yeah. We're trusting humans to save us from humans. And at the end of the day, we're discovering that that isn't the ultimate solution. The Lord will let us do that. He will pull back. Tragically, if we won't allow, he stands at the door and knocks. Yeah. If he'll open the door, he'll come in. At the end of the day, we're seeing him knocking, we're not opening, and we're seeing the consequence.
Yeah. This is how much he loves us, that there is a consequence, but also he loves us so much to forgive us, to give us the consequence of of turning back to him. We've only got about a minute and a half left, Jim, and you got a sweet story, and I'd heard about this, and this is so sweet about this couple. They're getting married, and the man is married before. His wife is suffering from kidney disease, and the wife-to-be donates her kidney to the ex-wife?
Isn't that a wonderful story?
Wow.
The wife to be a brother that died because he couldn't get a transplant, a lung transplant. So she made the arrangement when she learned about this and donated her kidney to her new husband's ex-wife. And the cool part of the end of the story, they call themselves kidney sisters now.
I love this.
Great for each other, planning a family trip. It's grace personified.
Wow. What an incredible story. And when I heard this, you know, there are special manifestations of the love of God. And when that happens, we need to celebrate it and embrace it. And we do in hearing this story. What a sweet story. And you imagine that family and the extended family, how they all come together. Because now you've got the new wife. I mean, how do you accept and not accept the new wife that just saved the ex-wife and her family? You know, all this grief. Oh, my goodness. What? God is good, Jim Dennison. That's all I can say.
He is. Sacrificial grace.
Amen. Dr. Jim Dennison, co-founder of Visionary, the Dennison Forum, has been with us. Thank you, Jim.
We have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, we can Kegel.
At Finley's Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan. Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden leaves for the United Kingdom on Wednesday, kicking off his first foreign trip as president. The G7 summit starts Friday. Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. Houston Methodist Hospital on Tuesday suspended 178 employees without pay for 14 days for failing to comply with its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The Texas Hospital CEO, Mark Boom, said that nearly 25,000 workers had been vaccinated against the virus by Monday's deadline. We are USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Love our time with Dr. Jim Dennison. It is absolutely special, you know, whenever we can have time to talk together and go over these issues. And, you know, we need to be prepared. You know, God says that we should be prepared to give an answer, you know, for the excitement that we have, for the belief that we have. You know, what is it that has changed our lives? I mean, if we are truly an example of the light of God in a dark world, people are going to say, hey, what do you got that I don't have? You know, so what is your answer? And we should be prepared, but also understand that if nothing else, be prepared for the Holy Spirit to lead you and give you the right answer, because sometimes you don't know what that appropriate word is. And that appropriate word is something that the other person is really looking to hear. You know, I say dying to hear, and in a sense, that's true. But dying to hear that word that will match up in their heart to give them that, oh, yeah, revelation moment that will be so cool. And you'll be surprised how God will use you. We're going to be joining up with our good friend Jeff Cruer, Louisiana's favorite son, the Cajun Crusher, no less, on WGSO 990 AM. We simulcast our shows, and we do this from time to time, and this is always good fun when we're able to go on each other's show and talk about, you know, the issues of this day. And in this case, we're going to lead off of Jeff's recent commentary about the fact that this is Donald Trump's party. Well, here, you can hear Jeff now, my good buddy. Hey, Jeff, good to have you with us. Welcome to the show, and it's good to be with you and your audience as well.
Yeah, good morning, my friend. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And I got to tell you, you know, when I saw the headline of your commentary, you know, over the weekend, I was went down to West Palm Beach. It was a conservative event. These are future conservative leaders that were meeting in West Palm. And as I was going down the 95 freeway, there were probably 36 people on the overpass with signs, flags. You know, fortunately, that one pundit that was on, you know, was she with the Post or something? She would get so upset about looking at, you know, American flags. Yeah, the New York Times, right. Exactly. Well, fortunately, she wasn't on the 95 with me. She'd have been really upset. But he had signs up there. He, you know, Joe Biden's not my president. You know, Trump in 2024, all this stuff. I mean, you know, you see these organic things happening across the country that really lends credence to the fallacy of the 2020 election.
You know, look at all the Major League Baseball games. You have these big signs. Trump won at the Mets game, Yankees game, Red Sox game, these blue states. This is happening even.
Right.
And as you say, in Florida, there's strong support for the president. And, yeah, my recent column was it's Donald Trump's party, and just trying to say that his vision, his America First vision, has really taken over the Republican Party. And the rhinos and the establishment, they're going to have to get used to it. Because they don't control the Republican Party anymore. It's Donald Trump who does.
Well, without a doubt. Well, that was my question to the people. And also I met and was able to talk with Andy Biggs, the congressman from Arizona, for a short bit. And my question to him was, if not Donald Trump, then who?
The only other alternative would be someone that has the same principles as Donald Trump and the same vision. Someone like a Ron DeSantis. If Donald Trump decides not to run, we need to have someone who is going to be an America First candidate take his place.
Yeah, but what we've learned over the past, Jeff, is you've got to have you've got to have the passion. You can't be like Jeb Bush. You've got to know what you know and be passionate about what you believe in and convicted. You can't be like the Vice President of the United States who's asked a basic question and then she cackles. You know, Barack Obama asked about those shovel-ready jobs. He cackles. It's a disease in the Democratic Party. Would you guys quit cackling? I mean, this is serious. We're talking about people's lives here, right?
It's an arrogance, Bill. Yeah. They're so elite that they don't care about the plight of an average American. And that's the thing about Donald Trump. I mean, he connected with average Americans, the working class. He expanded the Republican Party, historic number of votes. He was a successful president, and I think every day we have Joe Biden, we appreciate Donald Trump more.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, whether we're talking about the border, whether we're talking about, you know, these ransomware attacks that have been perpetrated on American businesses, I mean, how far away are we from having our power grid attacked?
I know, exactly. And look at the weak response to Russia. Look at how he approved this Russian pipeline, and he shut down an American pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline. So we're making America more dependent on foreign oil, and we're giving a green light to a Russian pipeline in Germany, which is nonsensical.
Right. And, of course, the number one issue for Trump was the border. And here they flat out ignoring it. The vice president wouldn't even go down. You know, I haven't been to Europe. I mean, what is that? What does that mean? You know,
again, it's like, what? She's so arrogant. She's so arrogant. And I mean, she was put in charge of this by the President Biden, and she's running from it and wants to do everything but go to the border. Funny.
And to think that she's in the number two seat. Something happens to Biden, and probably Biden, after that exchange, he probably chuckled to himself and commented, and they think I'm incompetent.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think we've had now a good look at Kamala Harris. She is someone that has never succeeded in any job that she's been in, whether it be attorney general or senator. She has was a horrible presidential candidate and didn't get anywhere. So Biden,
three percent, Jeff, 3% she could manage. And look at all the money, 3% with all the money that she had, you know, all that West Coast money, and she could only garner 3%. And somehow, as things happen, she becomes the vice president.
I know. And the one big event she had was the vice presidential debate, and she did very poorly against Mike Pence. And I contend they didn't get 81 million votes. But she turns out being vice president, and now she's going to do heavy lifting because Joe Biden is so incompetent. And we see what kind of danger we're in because she is someone we cannot trust. She is someone who's a super radical. And she's really an embarrassment, just like Joe Biden is. Mm-hmm. Bill, we are in such trouble, my friend, with these two at the helm.
Well, all we can do is hope that Mitch McConnell and everybody, and thank God for Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, to slow things down a little bit. But we've got to find a way, you know, and the midterms cannot come soon enough for us, Jeff, right now to put a hold on what Biden and his dangerous policies, what they're doing. I mean, another $6 trillion waiting to be approved here that they're going to do everything they can to thrust upon the people some faux infrastructure concept, not to mention, you know, a full takeover of our national elections to make worse even what we experienced in 2020.
I know, and you're so right. Thank God for Joe Manchin, and looks like the filibuster is preserved. Looks like this takeover of our electoral system has been at least put on hold, if not killed altogether. And one liberal commentator said that now that Manchin has come out in support of the filibuster, the Biden agenda is pretty much kaput, and that would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Because
oh, Lord, have mercy, would it be?
Socialism,
yes.
Bill.
Exactly. No doubt. I mean, you know, even, you know, AOC got her wings trimmed a little bit by what Kamala Harris had to say in Guatemala. She's none too happy about that. They've been on a fairly good roll there for a little bit. But now the brakes are starting to screech a little bit. And this is all quite telling, just like you said, with even the Democratic pundits agreeing that, you know, that Joe Biden's agenda is in peril, which is good news for America because we don't have there's only so much money left. Do we have any money left?
Here's the deal, Bill. With all this spending that we don't have, inflation is going to come back even worse than it is now, and we've seen the highest inflation rate we've had in years, and it's
exactly
worse. And that is something we got to be very, very leery of because that is a tax on the working class, on the middle class. And their wages aren't going up to cover these increased costs in groceries and in lumber and in gasoline mm-hmm. and all these other things that are now skyrocketing.
Exactly. What could happen nationally is exactly what happened under a one-party state of California where I was born and raised, Jeff. And I saw what happened mm-hmm. where, you know, about 80-85% of the budget was already codified. And this is what the Democrats are trying to do, is that have everything so locked down that when you get a new president who comes into office, regardless of the party, it, you know, their principles and their agenda is already in the cake. It's already baked. There's nothing you can do about it. We got 15 seconds left, Jeff.
All I can say is we've got to fight it with everything we've got to make sure what happens to California doesn't happen to the nation, my friend.
Amen. Thank you, my friend. Jeff Cruer has been with us.
Thank you.
This report is sponsored by Holland America. After a year-long hiatus, the wait is over, and it's time to cruise again. Holland America Line is ready to set sail round-trip from Seattle to Alaska with their new ship, New Amsterdam, with departures starting July 24th and sailing through October 2nd. These Alaska cruises will only be for guests who have received their final dose of the vaccine 14 days prior to embarkation. The ship has also been upgraded to make guests feel even safer with enhanced sanitation practices, upgraded HVAC systems, UV lighting, and enhanced filtration practices. Gus Antorsha is the president of Holland America Line.
We're working through the protocols with the CDC, and so I suspect there may be some adjustments and changes we need to make. But I think everything that a guest has come to expect and enjoy from a Holland America cruise will be available. So that includes our onboard dining options. It includes the entertainment offers. It includes the special lectures, the special programs that we add to all of our voyages.
Visit www.hollandamerica.com.
Do you have high blood pressure or diabetes? Are you over the age of 65 and covered by Medicare? Then pay close attention to this message. Medicare has introduced some new benefits to help consumers during these cautious COVID-19 times. They realize many of you don't want to leave your home to visit a doctor. So now you can get a remote patient monitoring device shipped to your home at little or no cost to you. Now your doctor can identify your problems in real time, which could potentially save your life.
Victory Medical can easily ship this monitoring device directly to your home at little or no cost to you. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes and you're covered by Medicare, make this free call right now to see if you qualify for a new remote patient monitoring device. Call now.
800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and oh, do we have a treat for you? Somebody who has written a song, he's captured the hearts and cries, I believe, of America. Okay, what you've been able to do here in writing this new song, A New Normal. Kate Thompson is an up-and-comer from Red Street Records. It's a label founded by Jade DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts. Kate, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me. I'm excited to chat.
Well, this is so cool what you have done. I mean, you're not that far out of school yourself. Very young man. You've got a bright future ahead of you. Your talent goes ahead of you. I just can't even wait for another 5 years, the kind of product that you're going to be putting out. But I cannot thank you enough for this song, New Normal, that I said that has resonated with the hearts of, I'd say, kids and parents across the country.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So tell us, in terms of the genesis of New Normal, how this came about.
Yeah, so first of all, man, thanks for having me. I'm honored to be on the show. This song really started as I was a senior in high school. I remember walking into my high school just like every other day, except this day there actually was an active shooter threat at my school. And I remember just the fear and the anxiety that really crippled me as I was looking around and seeing my peers. Some of them were leaving school, and I was calling my mom. She wasn't answering her phone. I was really crippled with a lot of fear in that moment, and thankfully I ended up being safe. It was not a valid threat, but I ended up going home and talking to my mom and just processing through those fears that I had faced. Mm-hmm. And I expressed to her that a school shooting threat was one of my biggest worries growing up in today's society. Wow. And I didn't really pinpoint it until I remembered when I was 5 years old, as I was taking my mom and I were taking my sister to school, there was actually an active shooter at her school. And I remember kind of living through that and hearing the stories of that. And that really began to put fear inside of me at a very young age. And it really opened up my eyes. Then fast forwarding to an 18-year-old Cade at that time. Yeah. And the fears that my generation faces every single day. And that is ultimately why I wrote this song, New Normal.
Cade, you bring up an excellent point here. I think that we're devoid of really understanding what kids your age are going through. And it's a basic thing. I mean, most of us grew up, we went to school. We never thought and experienced active shooting. It wasn't a concern, but here you've grown up with it. And for you to say, look at, I'm like most kids. We just want to be able to go to school and not be afraid, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's different living in today's society. A lot of kids face those same fears. And even as I was chatting with my mom that same day, it was really hard for her to understand that fear that I had felt. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting to pinpoint back to when I was 5 years old that a moment in time like that could lead to a fear for 18 years.
Exactly. The fact that you've been carrying this with you, and I believe your song brings some relief. The fact that it's being acknowledged is huge, just to start with, right?
Yeah, thank you. I remember 10 days actually after that event happened, as a senior in high school, I had a writing session set up in Nashville, and I had this title, New Normal, in my head, and I just could not stop thinking about it. And I knew that I had to write an anthem for people to hear, saying, we want a new normal, and we can hope for a new normal.
Exactly.
As we hopefully open up our eyes to the people around us every single day.
Mm-hmm. The response, are you surprised by the response?
Man, honestly, it's been really cool just to see people adapt and adopt this message in their own hearts. As a songwriter myself, I just try to do my best to write these songs that I feel are on my heart and let God do the rest. And seeing this response has been amazing so far, so I'm very thankful.
Well, this is why we appreciate music so much, because music is the anthem of our hearts. And here it is, from your heart touching others. This is really, I believe, igniting an incredible, if I might say, a force of revival here.
Absolutely. I think music is a universal language. I've heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
You reach people from all over the globe. And I think that's what's so powerful about this. Is there's hope in the song. It's an anthem. It's a declaration that in this world there will be trouble, but take heart.
Exactly. Take heart. Well, listen to somebody who's been in radio most of his life. And my early experience in radio and broadcasting, I played the music. And I saw I saw the effect that music had on my generation in the 60s, 70s, 80s, all on through. And it touches me to hear this song, because sometimes what happens, Cade, is, I have sensitivity to music, especially music that honors God. And I really have that sensitivity for it. So that because when I believe that it honors God, that it comes with a special anointing, as we say in the vernacular, right? It's that anointing that busts down through walls and hard hearts and and the passions of a misguided culture.
Absolutely, that's right. I believe that's what's so powerful about this song is it's really a prayer. It's really a prayer for people of all generations, really, to say that we can have a new normal through Christ as Jesus changes us from the inside out. And that is our hope for a new normal inside of each and every single one of our hearts.
When you were dealing and you talked to your mom about fear, did you go into the Word of God to see how many times God tells us not to fear?
Absolutely. I think a verse that really sticks out to me, first of all, is John 16:33. Mm-hmm. I find it very, very interesting. Jesus says, take heart, for I've overcome the world. And he says, when you go through troubles. He doesn't say if you go through troubles.
Right.
He says when you go through troubles.
Exactly.
Because we all know after this past year, we've all had some troubles. We've all had some hurting. But Jesus is walking with us in the hurting. And that's awesome.
Yes, he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's right there. And the thing is, what happens, Kate, I've heard some analysts say that around 365 times God says some sort of version of fear not, do not fear, some rendition of that. So, one time for every day of the year. So the idea that we should not fear God understands that fear is going to be something. Like you said, it's not if, it's when.
That's right. We need that every single day. That's the message every day.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's awesome. I'm looking at this 2020 informed survey of high school students that showed this percentage is incredible. And again, this lends to what you shared with us earlier. A staggering 75% answered yes to the question, are you currently getting help for your anxiety? The kids in school today, I mean, forget about the pandemic. I mean, the pandemic probably exacerbated this number, right, in terms of the increase of anxiety. And the kids in school, and I would say kids all over the world, they want to return to normal.
That's right. It's very interesting. You know, kids nowadays face the struggles of social media that some in prior generations have never faced before. Exactly. Where we're all connected on our phones. There's bullying happening on phones. There's self-image issues. There's anxiety, competition, jealousy stemming from that. And my hope with this song really is that we can hope for a new normal as we open up our eyes to love like Jesus would love on this earth every single day for the people around us.
Well, and as you allude to, the things that you're experiencing, and I've said this for a long time, you know, compared to what we dealt with growing up, I mean, the worst thing we could get in trouble with, Kate, believe it or not, was public show of affection. You couldn't hold your girlfriend's hand when you were walking down the hallways of school, okay? I mean, so I'm like your grandfather talking to you, saying, you think you got it bad? Look at how bad we did. But really, what the young people of today are dealing with, the freedoms that they have because of social media. But the thing is what's been disconnected is with freedoms come responsibility. And I think you would be the first to admit that there's maybe been a need for the idea of responsibility to be, trained up or at least indoctrinated with these young people with all the information and freedoms that they have available to them.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we're responsible for our character, for our actions. And at least in my life, I try to strive to be the best person that I can be daily. Amen. And a lot of that's found in the Word of God.
Yes. Well, again, congratulations on the new normal. What is your prayer? You said this is a prayer. What is your prayer, you know, in terms of how this will impact, you know, young people around the world?
That's a great question. I think my prayer really with this song is that our eyes would be opened, first of all, to the people around us. The people would share this message with people of all generations. And just like it says in the bridge of this song, take heart, for he has overcome the world. And that is the hope that we can all have as believers.
I sense, Cade, as you've been talking to me, that the lyrics in this song particularly has changed you.
Absolutely.
How?
I love writing lyrics because it's a way for me to express my heart in song. And yes. Lyrics can connect to people of all generations. They can share a story. And I tried to put myself in those shoes of people that experience these same struggles sometimes every single day. And that's why I wrote this song.
Well, Kate Thompson, you're awesome. You are a blessing. I want you to know that. And a blessing, and God sees you as someone very special. And I cannot thank you enough for being a voice to a generation that needs to hear this prayer. And that, you know, and the reason we can pray is because we know who answers prayer. We have confidence in that, don't we?
That's right. That's right. Amen to that, man. Thank you for having me on the show today. I hope that people are inspired by this song, New Normal. You can check it out when it goes live on June 4th, wherever you listen to music. And thank you, man.
Well, thank you, Kate Thompson, an up-and-comer, no less you can tell. He is part of the Red Street Records group and associated with that label founded by Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts. God bless you, Kate. All the best to you. I cannot wait to see how your success continues to grow and how God continues to use you. Be faithful, sir. Take care.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.